Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Share Enjoyment. Welcome to the Nightly Shear. This is your host, Mordechai Plasker, and I am in a room full of girls, Baruch Hashem. We just went from one simcha, my niece, and now we went to another simcha from Lower East Side to Teaneck, and now back to Hillside. So we should only go on simchas, and we should only have many reasons to smile this year and always. So just a quick thoughts about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, these are incredible times. It's unusual. We're not able to understand how 300, 400 missiles that are sent from Iran are not able to find their location. But Baruch Hashem, Yad Hashem is with Klal Yisrael, and there's tremendous nisim and flows that we're able to see. This week's Parsha Tazria, just to give us a quick review, discusses the laws of purity and impurity. However, there's a big open discussion that we have in terms of why do we discuss Mila? And I sent out a brief Vatora about this, but just to review briefly, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in two ways. It's Sareisa Dila Tata, Sareisa Dila Ela. There's a stirring from above, and there's a stirring from below. And the stirring from below is when we change the course of history. And the stirring from above is when we are not taking care of what we need to. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make us aware that he's running the world. So what we learn from this is that there's a Sareisa Dila Ela, and within the stirrings from below and the stirrings from above, we are reminded of the pasuk in that's found in the Gemara Moed Katan, Mimo shel bi tzaddik, who governs over bi, meaning Hashem. Or as Chazal say, B refers to Beis Yisrael or Bnei Yisrael, the tzaddik. Why? Because tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekayim. That a tzaddik declares something, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows through. So what does that mean exactly? It means that the tzaddik is able to circumvent the outcome. Does that mean that we're not going to go from point A to point B? No, we surely will go because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to. However, the road filled with least impediments is the path of the tzaddik. And Hashem gives allowance to the tzaddik to find an alternate path that would be beneficial in the long term in the benefit of Klal Yisrael. And then this brings us into the kasha or the question that the Gemara raises in Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph as to when the geula will occur. Some would say that we should pack our bags now because Mashiach is on his way, that this is very unusual for Iran to directly attack Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over all of us. Every single minute, we have to be able to feel that and experience it and know it in our hearts. But even more so, the Gemara discusses that in Nisan Nigal, Nisan Asin Nigal, that in Nisan, the month of Nisan, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were redeemed. And in the month of Nisan, we will also be redeemed. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, Nisan Nigal and in Tishrei Asin Nigal, that in Tishrei we're going to be redeemed. So what is the fundamental difference between the two? In Nisan is the month of Aviv, Hayom Atam Yotzim, the Chodesh Aviv. We are leaving Mitzrayim in the month of Aviv. So Aviv is Aleph Beis, and it goes on further to Yud. So it's like Aleph Bet, or as they say in English, alphabet. We know that every language is infused with the alphabet, which is the Aleph Bet. I don't know if anybody paid attention to that, but alphabet refers to Aleph Bet. And that means that we don't have any prior schosim to lean on. We are moving forward, and we're hoping that in the future we will have. Why? Because when we were in Mitzrayim, we were on the point of level of Tumah. And despite this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Vavan first, you're going to have to go through a difficulty, and then Hashem is going to take you out. But when we look at Tishrei, it's the opposite. It's Tashrak. The letters are going in reverse. Tav, Shin, Resh, Yud. It's going from 400, 300, 200 down to 10, as opposed to Aviv, which is 1, 2, 10. So what is it telling you? Tishrei is when we do tshuva, when we return, meaning we're going back to our default setting, which is that we're coming back to ourselves, and we're doing mitzvos maasim tovim, and we are doing aseres tshuva. And we have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is the season when everyone is improving upon themselves. And then if that's the case, then maybe during the time of Tishrei, says Rabbi Elazar, that's when we will get redeemed. So the Gemara concludes, Eilev Eilev Divrei Kimchayim, that both explanations are correct, which means to say that it could happen because of either one of those circumstances. So we all know that during the time of Purim, because we had eaten from the table of Ahasuerus, it was a very precarious state of Persian Jewry. In fact, maybe the entire Jewry. And then, because Haman was aggravated, so he said, Yikasev la'abdam. And then, of course, we know the famous Medrash that says, Yikasev la'abdam is also lobedam. It's not going to be through blood. Why? Because the Jewish children were rounded up together, and they donned sackcloth, and they said ash, and they put on ashes on their heads, and they davened, and they cried out to Hashem for 3 days and three nights, and that stirred, that's what it says by Laila, Hahu Nadash Nasa Melech, right? Which means that on that night, the king's sleep was disturbed. It was disturbed because of the Koach and the Limud HaTorah. And just to bring it all home, we know that the amount of Tehillim and the amount of Torah learning that's been accomplished in the past 24, 48 hours upon hearing about this news, upon the Mesiras Nefesh of countless individuals to learn and to daven basmada with deep kavana. This is what Hakoko Yaakov, when Hakoko Yaakov, when that occurs, then Ein HaYadayim Yidei Esav, says the Gra. Then when we have the Koach HaTfilah, then Ein HaYadayim Yidei Esav, then Esav has no shlita, has no power over Klai Yisrael. So we hope that we should usher in a time of peace, and we hope that the Chayalim and the Chayalot should find success in all that they seek to accomplish, and that the Chatufim, the hostages, should get home safely. Our children that are learning in Israel for the year should be safe from all harm, and that we should only know B'suras Tovos in this time and going forward, all in the S'chus of Hakol Kol Yaakov. And just to conclude, that we know that when we have the Ar HaYashar, the Ar HaChozer, when we have the straight light and the reflective light, and when we have the Sres de la Tata, Sres de la Ela, and when we have the month of Nisan, which is the time of miracles, we should recognize that we're living in very unique and special times, and we should be able to use our kochos for the positive. In that schus, we should only hear and know of B'suras Tovos going forward. Have a wonderful week filled with Aslacha and Bracha. This is Mordechai Plotzker signing out. Take care.